Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get to run into Paul Penner first thing on Monday morning. Appreciate him taking the time with me. Paul, how long have you been cutting this this summer?
Well, we just started late last week, and so we were able to get into the two fields we wanted to get cut first. And it's been a very wonderful experience compared to last year. I just visited with one of the landlords on that field we cut, and he reminded me last year that we made only 19 last year.
Right.
And this year it was just under 70, and so that was a pleasant surprise.
Well, the wheat looks good over a lot of the state that I've traveled, and oh my gosh, the spring crops just look really great.
Oh, it's really great as far as the soybeans. Some of the mid-range planted beans looks pretty good. They're off to a good start. And the corn mostly is doing very well. There's a few spots, if they got some excess rains, a little bit spotty, but it's not bad at all.
So you'll have to kind of still pick and choose where you go with variety, and will mud be an issue yet?
Yeah, right now it's the rainfall has been so spotty that even say a field like it had only had 0.4 inches of rain, maybe the 2 days later it comes up with 0.7 or another 0.5 inch, and now what was acceptable has now become just a little bit on the wet side, kind of soggy, and you don't want to track it up, especially if you're going to go into double crop beans.
Will you be double cropping?
Yes, yeah, just about 100%.
And that's normal for you in this area every year?
Yes, and quite a few farmers are doing that. There's very seldom somebody that doesn't double crop. I have a friend who's basically, he's a cattleman, and so he does double crop into millet or some other sedan or feed product.
When you're looking at the different varieties, are you seeing a difference, or are you far enough along you don't know yet?
I'm not really sure about it. I do have history with a couple varieties like AG Radical, Cy Monument, obviously. It always carries for us in soybean stubble. And then there's Providence, which is a new variety this year, and Prolific. And they really promise to have some good disease resistance packages for like on corn, those two. And also wheat streak intermediate resistance, and as well as there's some leaf and stem rust resistance, which was really great. It was minimal infection this year for the leaf and rust diseases.
We're visiting with Paul Penner, and we're just north of Harrington, Kansas. This is Kyle Bauer reporting for the Wheat Harvest Tour.